if indeed Russia is violating a ceasefire, and I have to say that the reports are not encouraging about Russia's respect for the ceasefire, for the pledge that it undertook, that will only serve to deepen the isolation into which Russia is moving. This is not 1968 and the invasion of Czechoslovakia, where Russia can threaten its neighbors, occupy a capital, overthrow a government, and get away with it. Things have changed. Georgia is a democratic government in the Caucasus that has elected its leaders. To call it a project of any place, of anybody, perhaps belies more about the way Russia thinks about its neighbors than the way it thinks about U.S. policy.